Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to KUTX After Hours, brought to you by Odell Brewing Company. I am Fresh.
I'm Confucius.
And we host the breaks on Saturday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. And as I said, we are here at KUTX After Hours with our concert club members here in Studio 1A.
Give it up for yourselves.
Yeah. And we are here in Studio 1A with the great Abi the Nomad, and he is going to give you all a killer performance. So without further ado, the man of the hour.
What's up, guys? How's it going? So we're just going to jump right into this. Usually I talk a lot, but we'll skip that today. The first song is called Mama Bling. It's for my mom. If you're listening, I love you. Yeah. Another day, another Zanny sniffer. They make so many cameos on videos. Lady panty kissing. Now they getting shady. Got a new Bugatti, a Kawasaki, and a brand new Mercedes. Tell me where the music we can feel to. Where the groove we can love, hate, crying, and relate to. God damn it, somebody give me those answers. Tell them to be lapping around these rich boys in their mansions. Screw up, man, I follow the thumb. Sarah's like, why don't you write and be like Paula the Dumb? You could pile the money home, we could pile it and paint a flower in the back, fix a dirty little problem, be gone. Maybe you antsy. Maybe if my dad wasn't goddamn motivated, maybe that'd be plan B. We could rent a $5,000 condo out in Malibu, we fancy. Bubblegum chickens, we don't need diamond rings or fancy things. They don't mean a thing. Got my mama on my line, that's my bling. I'm her only thing. One day I'll wake up and I'll be the chief. Cause we've been up to something. They've been up to nothing. They don't want no beef. Yeah. What a sad reality that we have. Scrolling through my Twitter like what happened to rap. Sitting and wishing like Jack Johnson. Caution the blocks, flossing artists that'll never make my battery last. That's the last time I'll sit through. Yay, bragging a fashion accessory, a Lupe just smacking my scalp. I'll get it like I asked for mouth. What are some bars of details on a 5 billion balcony house? They got a quave and they stole from it, that cold running. Chance Bennett's a tame up. And immaculate soul done it. I'm up next. I'm fantastic. My fans love the action and my family bastard. My pants tight, my hair deep, and I got my dance off. Pass me the fuck out the rant off. Maybe give me that last ball next to the road. Maybe the road. Show the tour, bust a map to the show. We don't need that. They don't, yeah. They don't mean a. They don't. Something. They've been up to nothing. They don't want no Travis Brown, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo! They don't want no, yeah. They don't want no, yeah. They don't want no, yeah. Woo! They don't want no. In the air for my papa, yeah, yeah. Put one in the air for your mama fam, that's right. Put two in the air for your papa, like that. Woo! Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I always like a good song by a rapper about their mother. Always. Gets me every time.
Kanye did it. You know?
Tupac did it.
Can't go wrong. Tupac did it too.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all want us to roll right into the next one? We could keep going.
No, we're going to go ahead and do the interview and then
word.
The
Let's
rest is yours. All righty. So, ladies and gentlemen, Abby just dropped his new album, Marbled, this month. So, that is out now on all major streaming services. Mm-hmm. Check that out. So, my first question is, while I was reading about you and getting to know who you are, I did read that in all of your travels, the one thing that was constant was a certain collection of songs that eventually morphed and were evolved into the album Marble. And yeah. I just wanted to know, how did those songs being the one constant thing in your life while having to pack up and travel keep you motivated to do music and bring you comfort in during all that? Because I know traveling is not the best for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I've been... That's an amazing question. Secondly, I've been traveling for I'm 24. I've been traveling for 24 years. So, the songs, you know, really, it's just a song is to me, a song just captures a moment. You know, it's just, it could even be 3 seconds of a moment that it captures into 3 minutes or 4 minutes. And so that's the way I'd keep my memories personally, is I got to put them into writing. And it's kind of the only thing I have that is consistent, because everything changes. Growing up, you know, I don't know if you read about my dad working for the government. We had to move every 3 or 4 years. So I didn't really have anything sort of stable keeping me, you know, at bay. It was always, you know, you change friends, you know, new school, new environment, whole new native language. You'd be, you know, you just, you don't even know where you are at some points. And the only thing that keeps me going is if I'm okay, I can still listen to this Jay album and feel at home, you know? So that's kind of what I did with my own music, because that's what music did for me.
Right.
Okay. The question I have is, you've traveled all over the world, right? And the genre you chose to do is hip hop. What during those travels pushed you to do hip hop? Because, you know, us being Americans, we don't understand the influence of hip-hop other places. So what pushed you to go in that direction musically?
Word. Yeah, I mean, it's you'd be surprised how slowly things get to the rest of the world. Like, we were always, 2 or 3 years behind. Hip-hop really kind of broke through for me when my dad introduced me to Kanye West. And that was after listening to all the stuff my generation went through. Linkin Park, Green Day, Sum 41. And, you know, looking back, that was the freshest thing that came out for me. And it was really just, it's so much clearer what a message is through a hip hop song, if you do it right. And people do it right. And when they get it right, it hits home like no other genre, for me at least. And after I found out about Kanye, I started delving deeper. I went into Jade, Quali, Mos Def, and then at first, everything else, it begins as a phase, but it's a phase that never left.
Keeping with that same, type of question, and you kind of just answered it, but I'll ask it anyway. With all of your travels as a kid, with traveling, as much traveling as you did as a kid, and being introduced to hip-hop, who were some of the artists who inspired you and motivated you to just start making music yourself?
Obviously, like I said, you know, Kanye was a huge influence. He became an international star pretty much when he came out. That was it. He was huge. From there on, you know, some of the biggest, you know, musicians in my life have probably been Jay-Z. And then Chance the Rapper was huge for me. Kendrick was huge for me. And I was still relatively young when those people came out. So that kind of made a huge influence on the way I sound and the things that I speak about. Lupe at one point, definitely. And Kid Cudi was huge. And all along the time, I was still listening to some rock music too. So Queens of the Stone Age, Led Zeppelin, Arctic Monkeys, you know, stuff like that.
So you're signed to Tommy Boy Records. And if anybody doesn't know who Tommy Boy Records are, they're responsible for Queen Latifah, Digital Underground, and Naughty by Nature. How does it feel to sign to a label that has that type of legacy?
Crazy.
Is there any pressure? Is there any you know, I'm cool,
it's
I can
crazy.
Do this.
It's crazy. I didn't even, you know, when they approached me, I didn't even know
you know, all the history behind it. And then when I went on their website and then I, you know, looked at their former artists, I was kind of blown away. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, especially since my, like, my version of hip-hop or whatever, my interpretation of it is not very classic and, like, you know, it doesn't, I mean, even though it takes influence from the roots, it's not exactly, like, straight up, like, straight out of New York, like, that sort of stuff. But, you know, they are an amazing label. So, I mean, the way they, you know, welcomed me into the deal and the whole label situation was, like, they were really kind and, you know, it was a warming experience. So I didn't really feel like I had a huge weight to carry. But yeah, it's crazy.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Quite nuts.
Well, my last question will simply be, what are you most looking forward to in 2018, music-wise?
More of this, you know? More just, you know, beautiful faces and just, you know, having killer players. You know, backing me up, going live South by Southwest. Definitely looking forward to it. This is the most I've played live in one constrained period of time has been here in Austin, and I moved here in August. So, like, I mean, they're right. It is a live music capital. I, you know, the hype is true.
Well, like, my final question is, you know, how are you enjoying Austin? How is it influencing your music?
Oh, man, I love Austin. I love everything about it here. Me and my girlfriend actually recently were trying to break down the pros and cons of moving to Austin to one of our friends. And when it came to the cons, the only thing we could complain about was the weird one-lane things on by the freeways. That was it. And then we were like, well, I mean, the food's good. Weather's all right. The rent's cheap. Music's great. Yeah, I love this place. The barbecue, you know, kills it for me. Shout out Rudy's. All right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, Ivy's album Marble is out now, so be sure to go and pick that up or stream it. And you can catch him this South by Southwest at Tap Room at the Market, 319 Colorado Street, Friday, March 16th at 7:30. And you can also catch him at Tabby Boy Presents. Oh, I cannot read that. Heart Beneath the Streets. Heat Beneath the Streets.
That is my bad handwriting.
I'm sorry.
It's a little heart in there.
Let me do that one over. Tommy Boy Presents Heat Beneath the Streets, March 13th, 12 to 9.
At Spider House Cafe and Ballroom.
Ballroom. That's down the street.
Yes, it is.
So, Abby, you can go ahead and roll on into your
Let's next roll. Song. This next song is called Dogs, and it's not about animals. Forewarning. Mm.
The dogs is out. Hey,
yeah, they are.
Let's get out.
What up, Sherm? Yeah. I'm afraid y'all are sitting down. It's all good, though. Get happy for me. Picture 20 somethings in the room, a dumb consumption, drunk and hungry, dunking balls and cups of dumping. Pick up your feelings onto someone that they never met before. Move it past the function in the yard and lump some dunking blunts or something sus. They sunk your couch and pass a hit. Swap and spit with kids that they never met before. Like, hey, been there, done that. Been with fun that. Friends said, where you at, though, girl? Been made comeback, hey. Been there, done that. Been there, done that, ooh. Agent asked me where that club rap shit. Been there, done that shit, ay, ooh. WTF, don't you WYD me. Ask me one more time, turn this shit into WWE. You know all my friends are dogs. All my friends are filthy, ay. I can't come outside, I'm out in that Milky Way. Get out the way, I ain't trying to cast no views. I'm attached to feeling nothing, ay. Was playing goddamn DD. When Chica's fight, I'm pulling out the popcorn. Beat up vehicle, only takes the CDs. Don't you go and ask me for the Oxford. Throw up here, I'll throw you out. Have you walk your ass back to mama's house. You can ZZ off. Hope you bang somebody with a mad disease. And then your pee-pee's off. Then your girl is ugly. She going out like every night. She's got a serious problem, you should talk about it. Walk around just sober for a change. You can stop without it. All these groovy girls are just sex connections. I am faster without hesitation. If I have a beer, I'ma stay a minute. That's why I need to be here. Why is you pulling on my heart?
heartstrings. You playing me like guitar strings. I ought to leave for you mess me up, telling me to believe in us. 103 on your knees, follow me, I'ma lift you up. I got my hands on your eyes, just pulled up with a whippers fully loaded, five deep with the gold teeth. Windows up and blowing crash, locomotive in a window where you'll find me. Show the so cold, 44 below. Told them freeze, but they never froze. If they see a reason, I'ma let it go. Had to let them know, had to let them know. I just pulled up in an old Toyota with the windows down, I got the sunroof. Pressing buttons like a Motorola. When you hit me up, I've got to come through. You could come and kick it like it's Kung Fu. Change through the cruises that you jump to. All your hype is feeling overrated. All your hypes are all elevated. Like, yeah, been there, done that. Been with fun that. Friends said, where you at? Go with. You may come back, hey. Been there, done that. Been there, done that. Ooh, easy, ask me where that.
Thank you. I appreciate you all. Thank you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, that has been KUTX After Hours, brought to you by Odell Brewing Company. Once again, we have Ivy the Nomad, along with Poopy Sanchez on drums.
Yup.
Travis Brown on guitar.
T. Brown.
And this Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman.
Thank you, Cliff and Jake.
Our media crew today is led by Jorge Sanhueza Leon. Nice. And along with Gabriel Perez, and they were assisted by Linda Gonzalez and Eddie Gaspar and Nick Griffith. And our Studio 1A producer is the Miss Deidre Gott. So,
yeah,
thank you all, and thank you, Abby.
Thank you,
and the floor is yours, man.
Ooh.